Pickaxe.
If you like to eat stress-free and healthy, like me, you can do it this spring with Factor. They have delicious, ready-to-eat meals, everyone is fresh, never frozen, and chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 different options, including popular ones such as Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or like me, vegan and veggie. There are more than 60 add-ons you can discover every week, such as breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feeling good all day long. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. If you're looking for gourmet options, there are meals that have premium ingredients, such as filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini and asparagus. And they are no fuss, no mess. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking and cleaning up. Simply heat and enjoy the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and you can pause or reschedule deliveries at any time. Factor is your solution for fast premium meals without the need for cooking. This month, we're celebrating Earth Day. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. So head on over to factormeals.com/pickaxe50 and you can use code PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your second box. That's PICKAXE50 at factormeals.com/PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is going. Check it out.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons & Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons & Randomness wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you around the table.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Pitch Please.
Whoa!
Nice. The Pitch podcast Please. Where people who play games pitch ideas to people who make them. Isn't that right, Tom?
It is. It is right. That's me. I'm stadium announcer man today. Whoa!
Oh my god, you're doing a Mexican wave.
Bowling!
Good job.
I don't know how sport works.
As always, co-host Pitch Artist? Is that it? Thomas Hazel?
What about Pitch? Have we had Pitch Wizard before?
No, I don't think we have, actually. Pitch Wizard. Okay.
I think recently we've had a load of guests, so I'm kind of Pitch Unemployed right now.
Pitch Unemployed. Okay. Yeah. Pitch Useless. Tom Hazel.
That's me.
As always, we have resident dev Chris Yules.
Hello, I'm Chris, Brunch Club developer and Wuthering Heights choreographer, Chris Yules.
Wow.
Okay, brilliant. Nice. The energy went up then. And again, we're on a roll recently with guests. We have a very special guest, Mark Humes.
Oh. Very, very special. That's
very
all.
Special.
I'm blessed.
Yeah.
Blessed.
Extremely special
that
guest.
That wasn't a compliment.
No, okay, that, it makes sense, actually. Hello!
Sorry, wow. that caught me off guard. Oh, so loud.
That's, yeah, I mean, you should be used to me by now, Tom, the amount of loud intros I often do.
Old Marky Humes, Dungeon Master of High Rollers, which I am also in.
LOL.
And D&D.
Yeah, competing podcast that is not really any competition whatsoever.
Nepotism!
Because,
yeah. And today you've got a hot, spanking, brand spanking, hot, spank, spanky, yeah. spanky, hot, wow, hot game idea, cut half of
those. So usually, before we start this, Tom and I will know what the pitch is, but
well.
I don't know. Tom, do you?
This hasn't been vetted, no. So this episode
not been vetted
won't go
at all.
Unvetted.
It might not
so
even come
might,
out.
This podcast might not go out. It might not go out. It might be awful. It might be offensive.
To be honest, it could be. It could very well be less offensive because of any kind of political reasons, more just because it's awful. It's just really bad and not
offensive
funny
to the ear.
Well, that's what we do best here.
Yeah, that's exactly. Something we can fix. But all we know is that this is an idea for the 15-year-old Mark. So can
right.
we have a tour of your 15-year-old pitch hole?
Right. Let me set the scene in a sense, because you've got to take in mind that this pitch comes from an era of gaming. Right. You've got to keep that in mind when I pitch it to you. You've got to remember that this is a game effectively from like 15, 13 years ago. Right.
Right, okay. So what games would have come out either side of this?
I don't know, actually.
Final Fantasy VII.
Something is like it? That. You're talking about like Half-Life 1 era, right? Okay, keep that in mind.
Okay, okay.
Right? Okay. And I'm going to set the scene for you. I don't want to just pitch this as like, it's kind of like blah, blah, blah. I don't want to do that. I want to set the scene. I want to sell it to you, okay?
All right, where are we?
I'm impressed. All right. Already.
We're in America. It could be anywhere, but it's probably somewhere like New York or LA. Let's be honest, right?
Okay, yeah.
You play as AAA game hero male character. Let's call him Adam Phoenix. You play as Adam Phoenix.
Nice.
Right?
Okay.
The newest rookie on the police bomb squad, right? It's your first day on the job when the call comes in. You can't believe it. A terrorist cell has attacked a major airport. They've rigged explosives to the whole place and they've got hostages. You're being sent in with a SWAT team, right? But somehow, the terrorists know you're coming. The SWAT team's wiped out and Adam Phoenix is the only one left. He's unarmed, he's alone. But damn it, he's not gonna give up. He'll use his advanced engineering skills, an array of jury-rigged gadgets and weapons, stealth and tactics to overcome the enemy and stop the terrorists. It's Die Hard meets Half-Life 2 meets Deus Ex meets Metal Gear 2.
Okay,
go on, ask your questions.
Sorry,
you're
still going. No.
Let him finish.
Okay, all right. Right. It's an FPS, but guns, they're your last resort. Adam's a nervous rookie. His aim's terrible when you start playing. But the more you shoot, the more comfortable he gets, and the better with an aim he has. Crowbars, wrench, please, son, they're for other game heroes. Adam starts with a screwdriver. Inventory system. Adam's vest and belt can only hold so many things. You need to juggle all your inventory of components and gadgets and gizmos, and you can only take so much with you. Traps in environment. You can create traps by hiding electrical cables in pools of water. Turn light switches into bomb. There are air ducts and physics. I haven't explained the physics any more than just physics would be in the game.
Physics.
It's like the title of this whole game, Livewire. It's also the name of a Pierce Brosnan movie, which I'm pretty sure I got all of the ideas of the game from.
So we've already got our celebrity endorsement.
Before we go any further, I think we need a round of applause for probably the best pitch we've ever had. Well, that was incredible.
The problem is,
regardless of what the game is,
the problem is we've broken down all the mechanics already, and we don't have anything to do. That's it. That was a really short episode.
It needs to be built on, right? You can't just like this is the ravings of a 15-year-old loser. Like this needs to be tempered. This is the steel that needs to be forged.
Yeah, it's true. Well, straight away, like. The story, this is a, you know, that sort of era game, right?
Right,
like,
exactly.
Did the first Deus Ex come out around this time as well? Because that's what I was imagining to begin with, right?
Like, first Deus Ex was like 97, I think. So that would have been 23 years ago now.
Fuck me.
Oh my God.
Yeah. In my head, it was like that, but with Siege.
Yeah. Like, Rainbow Six Siege. This is it, right? Like, this is why this game would be a bot. This would be amazing. It's all of the favorite things from like modern games and old games combined. It's ambitious.
I was thinking if this was, let's say we had a 15-year-old Mark and this was 1996 and he was pitching this idea, there is no way this game would get made at that time because it's just, it's too ambitious, right?
Yeah, it's got physics.
Physics. You could do everything. Like, oh my God. The other thing I wanted to have in this when I was a kid was like
VR.
A dynamic... VR, exactly. You are Adam Phoenix in the airport moving around. But no, I wanted it to have like dynamic VO, so like as like depending on the style of game you play, Adam's character changes. So like if you're like more about traps, then he's more like one-liners and like John McClane-esque, whereas if you like go around shooting everybody, he gets more aggressive and sort of shouty.
So that's something rad. That they do in like Rockstar are quite good at that. I've not really seen that in other games.
Oh really?
Like your character, from what I remember in playing like Grand Theft Auto 5 and especially Red Dead Redemption 2 recently, your character tends to react to things that you're like if you aggressively run into someone with a horse, he's like, get out of the way.
Yeah.
You know, and he's kind of an asshole about it.
Whereas if you gently bump them, he's like, excuse me, ma'am, or sorry about
good
that.
Day. Exactly.
I'm pretty sure the same thing happens. The police come after you and a horse dies.
It doesn't matter. It's about the immersion, Chris Yule.
Okay, yeah. So in my head...
Right, go on.
Have any of you played... what is it called? Why have I just immediately... Dead Rising.
Yes.
Right. No, I haven't.
So you're stuck in a shopping mall, right?
Yeah. With this, yeah. Okay.
So imagine
ones,
that.
Yeah.
But airport.
Yeah.
Right? So you're it's yeah. open world enough.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Or maybe so like a skyscraper.
It's an airport.
It's an airport, Tom. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
To that flavor text. That
maybe you're wearing a vest.
Beautiful intro.
What Die Hard is this?
Die Hard 2. It's Die Hard 2. Absolutely.
I think it should be Die Hard 1.
In Dead Island, you can go wherever you want, but at certain points you get like a phone call or a message, and they take you to each part of the map anyway.
Mm.
But you can also craft weapons and craft explosives and things like that. So I'm thinking maybe that's how you do it. There's like the list of the big heavies who are like you try to take down. Ivan,
the terrorist
he's
leaders.
There.
Yeah,
always a night. Yeah, and you can take them off one by one, but you do it in certain orders because you know like hey. Give me another Russian name. I've gone blank on Russian.
Vladov.
Peter. Vladov. Yeah.
Peter.
Vlad has taken hostages.
Peter Vladovson.
And so you got to go rescue the hostages. So you can do it like kind of a blend of Siege and Dishonored. So the loud route, there's the stealth route.
Oh my god, hang on. So wait. So in your pitch, you had Metal Gear.
Right, in the pitch, it's Die Hard meets Half-Life meets Deus Ex meets Metal Gear 2 Sons of Liberty, which is very much a big part of, again, the inspiration, probably.
And then, Chris, you've said Dead Rising.
Dead Rising.
Siege and...
But swap zombies for terrorists.
Yeah.
And, okay.
But I think, like, it's all of the games these have in common, right? It's one location. Oh! The story's
my
taking
head.
Place in one location, but Tom's losing. Tom's got a nosebleed.
Oh my god!
It's like an anime.
My pitch hole is crumbling.
In Sons of Liberty, it's the oil rig, right?
Exactly.
Is that right?
Big Shell.
And that's
Big
that,
Shell.
Again, that's based off. We're talking about the other day, actually. The Snake Plissken escape from New York.
Yeah.
That's like so. It's all like one badass in one on one stuck in a place trying to fight his way out.
It's the Die Hard method, right? Like Die Hard was. It set up that genre of movie in Hollywood, right? Like your Under Sieges, your Cliffhanger, all of that stuff came after Die Hard. And then in games, that became a thing as well. Like you are white male protagonist stuck in a place and there's a problem and you need to go and solve
terrorists.
It in some way. And then in the thing for me is I wanted a game where the hero starts off as this nerdy bomb squad guy who's like really good at engineering but can't fight. And then the more you do, like the more of an action hero he becomes by the end of the
okay,
the
this
thing.
Is perfect. This is a mechanic that we can work on right now. Is
right,
this
yeah.
an RPG? Are you imagining where you get level to level and you level them up and you level up his stats?
I figured skill tree, right? Like you have like the skill tree and then the more you invest in it, like you've got like the slice, like almost you could theme them around action movie heroes, right? You could have the John McClane path, the Arnold Schwarzenegger path, and
John
then
Wick.
Like, I don't know. Yeah, like something like that, like, you know, some other like famous, like, you know, the Keanu Reeves path or whatever. And each one is tailored to a different thing. So like Arnie's path is just all about guns and shooting and bombs and explosions. Like the John McClane path.
I fucking love the idea that you can start off as like this completely nerdy bomb squad guy. And then in the space of, but what is like the world time of maybe 3 hours?
Yeah.
You're John Wick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because that's video games,
but
right? Like.
Great.
And
but
I imagine.
Sorry,
wait, I've got an ending. I've got the ending to the game.
Go on.
The reason this engineer is so good, he's a sleeper agent. Has been this entire time.
And
he's,
like for like the CIA or something like that.
Yeah. And
John
his activation
Wick.
Word.
So he's not learning skills,
brother.
He's remembering them.
He's remembering them. So
yes.
His activation word is Peter Vladivson.
Yeah.
Which is the name of the bad guy. and that's why he's learning it.
What okay, was that? So the good thing is, instead of cardboard boxes to hide in, it's suitcases.
Suitcases. Just big luggage cases.
Yeah. That's how you travel. And you use like the little escalator thing.
Well,
little,
the thing is, in an airport, there's lots of different zones, right? You've got the shopping bit. You've got all the behind the scenes stuff.
Right, the level design speaks for itself.
Shove a man through an x-ray machine. Yeah. All the good stuff, you know.
Like then you've got all the back end bit, like all the baggage area with all the conveyor belts. Like imagine what a cool like fight you could have, like a really good stealth mission where you're moving around like all the conveyor belts, like making traps and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Then
so
you've
like
got like the big shopping area. Yeah,
where
exactly.
You,
yeah,
you
yeah.
have the metal detectors. You could do the same thing. You could throw something, throw a metal detector.
Do you think a metal detector would go off if you fired a bullet through it?
No.
Oh,
no, it's too quick.
I'm going to have to find out.
Tom is going to Google this.
So what I wanted to, while you're looking up, what I wanted to say before we get off it was the improvement aspect of it, getting better at certain parts, you know, like fighting or stealth or whatever. But the game, I think that's probably key to making it like potentially
different.
Like, really, really fun and very different. Yeah. And very, but like for me, what I find is that with games where you're putting points into stuff and it's like you're getting better at aiming or whatever, it's always very frustrating to the player, right? When the game forces you to not be very good at aiming to begin with, and so maybe is it more of like have you played God of War, like a skill tree where it's like you're not necessarily having like putting points into something where it's just making you better at aiming, you are unlocking new abilities. So maybe to begin with you can't even hold a gun.
Yeah.
You can't
that's
even,
true.
Like,
that maybe
how
that
did you make it through training?
Well, he's a bomb squad. He's bomb squad.
Yeah,
you know,
he doesn't need to fire weapons.
Yeah, exactly.
but yeah, like and as you go through, you can say, okay, I want to shoot guns, so I'm gonna unlock the ability to aim an MP5.
Yeah, and you can unlock the difficulty. The other idea I had when I was a kid about this was the idea of like, you know, because in video games, like heroes just kill people and then it's just like nothing happens. Like in Uncharted, Nathan Drake literally kills off a billion people and is just making jokes about it.
Yeah,
so I had this idea of like, what if there was like a stat that you could level up where like the first time you have to kill a man as Adam, like he's like violently sick and like you're stumbling all over the place and like for a moment you have this like period where you can't really do anything properly and it'll be like cutscene or whatever, but then as you level up you can unlock like where you can like stomach it better, like you have like a stomach level where you're like, okay, now I can like deal with it a bit better or something like that.
Right.
So
that you have
taps
like
into my favorite mechanic.
Yeah, go on.
It's like a remorseometer.
Yeah,
like yeah, well, or effectively a sanity meter.
Yeah,
where you have something that's
unbelievable.
Stopping you from, like,
another game with a sanity meter.
I think it's a brilliant idea, Mark.
So
just nailed it.
I like the
imagine
idea
like
of
you
the
had like points,
stuff.
Like bips, and each but, bip is a person you can kill, and then after that you're like,
yeah, yeah.
Wow, that was
oh, I love it.
That was lovely to see on webcam. the thing is, I think the way to do it is how Elder Scrolls does it. So the more you do that thing, the more you get points.
So
into
I was
going to
say,
so remember, like in Oblivion or Morrowind, you just jump everywhere. Like
same level your athletics.
Like,
yeah, yeah,
and then,
yeah.
So I think the more you use it, and then you can unlock perks and things within that. So
true.
Like,
yeah.
Hey, I'm using one-handed guns. Okay, so I've leveled up that. Now I can. My reload time is reduced because I know.
Yeah.
That
so
like,
to add two more games to this mix of
right, okay.
a million different games. Well, actually, super quick. I've got an update on the metal detector thing.
Okay.
Oh, perfect.
Beep, 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 beep.
I've got no clue. right,
all right, Mythbusters, so get on it.
Yeah, please do. But two more games
not
to add to the mix.
Anymore, but yeah, sure.
Far Cry 3, the character you play, Jason Brody, he is exactly like that, where he is just some random, like...
Nobody.
Valley Girl-style, like, vacationer who gets thrown into this. And the first time you kill someone in that, it's amazing. It is a cutscene thing, but it's like he's hesitating and... Yeah, but then the rest of the game, he's just like slicey, dicey, killy, shooty.
Then he's like, oh, I've got a tattoo now. I could bite bullets out my arm.
Yeah,
oh,
but Far Cry 3 is the same kind of thing where that character goes through that progression. And by the end of the game, he's a totally different character. It's awesome. Medal of Honor Airborne, which is a very old game, did a level up system with every gun you used. So like the M4 Garand, if you use that a lot, then your reload time became quicker.
Garand,
is that not the one? M1.
The M4 is an assault. There's just a really quick
bolt action assault rifle.
It's the M1.
M1 Garand. Yeah.
M4.
Yeah.
You mean M1?
Idiot.
You mean the M5 cannonball, idiot? The M1 gun.
He's showing us a weapon on the web.
His Lego gun.
Yeah.
Just to quickly check. Tom.
You reload quicker. Yeah, go.
I'm writing up a list of the games. So it was Die Hard, Half-Life, Deus Ex, Metal Gear 2, Dead Rising, Far Cry 3, Oblivion. Have I missed any?
Medal of Honor.
Siege?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Lego Worlds.
Lego Worlds, yeah.
The actor, Pierce Brosnan.
World of Warcraft.
Yep. World of Warcraft.
Oh, Deus Ex. Did you put Deus Ex in there?
Yeah, got Deus Ex in there. Yep, got that one, don't worry. Okay, I think we're good. All right, okay.
I think that's all of them so far. Let's see if we can get any more in the mix. Because
We will. Nice.
This might be the ultimate game.
I've had the name since the start, and I'm saving it because it's
not Livewire anymore.
Well, that is also the name of a movie, so we can't use that.
That's true.
Is that the Pierce Brosnan movie?
That is the Pierce Brosnan movie, yes, where he plays a bomb defusal expert, and the plot of that movie is that the bad guys create a bomb, like a liquid bomb that looks like water, and whenever people drink it, they explode.
Wasn't there a Jackie Chan movie? There was a Jackie Chan movie where it was the one where he wears this suit that turns him into a spy. Fuck, what was it called?
The tuxedo.
Tuxedo.
Livewire was before the tuxedo, just as a point.
But it didn't make them explode, it shriveled them.
But I think the thing is I remember seeing that movie as a kid, and there's a scene in that movie, the movie's trash, but there's a scene in that movie where all the bad guys who are like corrupt cops or something like that come after Pierce Brosnan's character, and he's in like a house that he's renovating, and he basically MacGyvers all of these gadgets and like explosives, because he's like a bomb expert, he knows how to make all of this stuff, and he does this thing where he like makes like an explosive packet with like cling film and chemicals, puts it in a light switch, and then when the bad guy turns the lights on, it runs an electrical signal through the gel, and then it blows his arm off, basically. And I just remember thinking, I was like, that is the coolest fucking shit I have ever seen. That should be in a video game. I was like, that needs to be in a game. Imagine if you could do that, like, you know, like trap all the light switches, or like make the doors blow up and stuff like that. And then it's about luring the enemies.
In that case, it's James Bond's Home Alone.
Yeah.
You need to an extent stop people, or like maybe kind of nudge people more towards using that stuff. I find in games when you have the option to either be a bit more interesting with combat, or be a bit craftier, or just run in and fucking shoot everyone.
You're going to shoot
if it's a quicker way to do it, I'll just run in and shoot.
Yeah. So well, that's why I wanted
people in that direction.
I wanted that kind of thing where you know, it's hard to get good with the guns because, you know, he is shit to start with. And then so there's this influence, and maybe it's like the inventory management as well. Like you can only carry so many like guns and bullets on you at one time. So it's kind of got that Resident Evil feel of like okay, I've got like two clips of ammo, but you know, I'm not going to be able to take. And also like that classic thing of, you know, games where it's like stealth games where it's like if enemies find you, they like you can't take any hits and you're going to get riddled and stuff like that. So stealth is always the best option. I kind of felt like that would be the way to go. So Thief, that was the other game that it's all based on as well.
There you go.
Thief 2 Metal Age.
Yeah, add that one to the list.
I've added it.
Oh my god.
Nice.
What a concoction.
But when I just thought that would be really cool. I always felt like movies like Home Alone and stuff like that, like anything to do with like traps and sneaking around was just, I loved that stuff as a kid. I thought like that would be so, like, more games having that stuff would be amazing.
Okay. But yeah, you start with a screwdriver as well, right?
Yeah. That's how you kill your first guy, right? You've got to sneak up on him and in the neck.
No, not sneak up. Because if you sneak up on him, then your character, and then he's actively killing someone, right? You need to self-defense kill them.
Oh, yeah, so he comes at you and then he accidentally, like, falls back and like, jabs it into his neck or something like that. Oh, yeah.
His eye.
Yeah.
You put it out and there's an eye on it.
He's like, oh my god, I've killed someone. And then you've got like the chief on the radio who's like, you got to deal with it, rookie. Like, you're in the situation now. We're counting on you. You're the only one that can get out.
One left.
Radio.
Is the opening of it more like Alien Isolation, where you're just trying to hide for a few minutes?
I think for like the very, like only for the very first start, like 10 minutes or something like that, where you're just like, fuck.
Chris, sorry.
That's right. Tom always gives me. I know we've got webcams, but I know when he's looking at me, it's kind of weird because he gives me that look.
Great podcasting, Chris.
Thanks. It's purely audio. It's a really sexy look. I was thinking you could always... do you know how in the classic films, they pick up the bad guy's radios, right?
Yeah.
They listen in to... like, so you could find out positions of certain characters that way.
Right, yeah. That's awesome.
You can learn... like. The classic trope of in video games, you learn the paths of the guard patrols, right? So you can pick things up that way. Or maybe however you store this in like in your own head, or you could maybe like you jot it down in like an in-game.
Maybe he's got like what's a photogenic memory or like photographic memory? So like anything he hears or learns, like he's like, I can create a mental map of the airport, and it's like, and that's your map system. Yeah, his mind palace basically.
That is a really great mechanic that I don't think I've seen used before in a game. Like Chris, with the idea of picking up the radio and like, but how would that work? Is it literally just like a dialogue system? Like someone's calling back to someone's like picking up, being like, who's here? What's going on? Hello? Respond. And you have to pretend to be...
I think that that's definitely
that
a thing you have to do. Yeah, like you can... Or like you've just got the John McClane thing, right? Where you've got the radio and eventually they become aware that there's like an intruder and like you can start to like chat shit to them and like... Because that's a way that you can build up a rapport with the boss, right? You can just do the classic Hans and John thing where it's just like, like, I know that you're there, Mr. Phoenix. I'm going to kill you the next time I see you. And it's just like, yeah, well... Not if I see you first and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so this guy, the engineer.
Yeah, Adam Phoenix.
Also, Adam Phoenix, the engineer.
I made that up
Bomb
today.
Bomb squad engineer. Is he... He could also just hack into their, like... what's the word I'm looking for? When you
Well, here's the thing, Tom. The what if we... Let's think about this, right? What if we set it to, like, the 90s? So there's no... Like, computers are, like, really basic computer systems. So, like, we don't have to worry about smartphones or hacking. But I do like the idea of, like, the bad guys' radios, like, the different squads. Because they're, like, a military unit, they've got different, like, codes in them. So you have to get somebody first so you can get the code of the radio for that area. And then you can listen into the radio chat, right? That classic stealth mechanic.
So, I just because in my head I'm imagining different things.
Right.
Is it first person? Yeah?
No, in this, I've laid it out so beautifully.
This is first person, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to add another game to the list.
All right, let's add it.
Really like, because obviously airports, different levels, there are different terrains within an airport. I was just Dying Light parkour, kind of free roam. I feel like jumping off of like the second floor of a like the commercial bit in an airport terminal, just landing on someone or just throwing a suitcase off.
Adam Phoenix, he parkours in his spare time.
Yeah.
And at the start of the game, like maybe we see him parkour training before he's like, all right, I'm going to go to work.
No, there's a really, really garbage like character intro where we're like, the bomb's in there, where's the bomb squad? And then he like vaults off a roof and is like, I'm here.
Yeah. Or they're like, nobody can jump across that gap. And he's like, I can. I do parkour on the weekends.
That's the reason he's the only one in there.
Yeah, because he parkours his way out.
He's the only one that can jump
the gap. He's
the only
one that can jump. And they've misplaced their ladder / other ways of crossing small gaps.
Yeah, he has to get in through a window to let the SWAT team in. Like, that's like a whole thing. That's like a tutorial at the beginning of the game.
Okay.
Nice.
Now Chris just made a face. I know it's an audio podcast, but Chris just went,
I really want to add another franchise to the mix.
Right, yep.
Oh my God.
24.
Yeah, no, right. I was thinking this, like visual style.
Every hour, just boop.
Yeah. How do we have 24 in every pitch as well?
Because it's so good.
It's normally Men in Black.
But no, okay. I thought for like a visual style and that like sort of like 90s vibe, like 24 would be the kind of like, you know, the tone and very Metal Gear as well in that kind of like action thriller, but probably made by a Japanese company. So they don't quite get it. And it's all based on movies they've seen. Like that's the pitch.
Do you have a Chloe that you're talking to?
Oh, you have to, right? You have to have a Chloe or a Mei Ling or somebody like that that's on like the radio who's like your support. Maybe it's like your ex-girlfriend, but you're wanting to patch things up and like hurt things between her and Adam have been pretty rough.
Now it's one of those dating sims.
I didn't say that, Chris. That's the dialogue. Dating sim in. Let's add dating sim in as well.
It's like Dream Daddy, but with
your ex. I fucking love that. Like every time you talk to her through the radio, like, you know, the little like PNG pop-ups of the characters.
Yeah.
It just turns into a little
like the codec. Put the code. You know what people loved in Metal Gear? Codec. Hour-long codec conversations. Put them in. Yeah. Let's get them in.
Yeah.
but with like the Japanese anime style characters.
Whoop. Yeah, they come up on the side of the
just
screens.
Just really like over exaggerated expressions when you respond.
Yeah,
and if you, so and if like, you tr- yeah, and if you want like to, you can even flirt with the chief. Now. Sorry, Tom.
Oh, you can flirt with the chief.
Yeah, why not?
You really want that promotion?
Yeah.
So wait,
flirt with everyone.
Is there an ending where
you flirt with the bad guy?
You end up with Vladov.
Maybe. Peter's, maybe that's the whatever. Secret ending.
I do not want to fight anymore. I want to live.
Oh, if you pick that ending, then you can do a new game plus, but as tofu, like in Resident Evil.
Yeah, you nice. Play as a giant block of tofu or a giant fridge.
Oh my god.
But like, not even like dating sim jokes aside, like I love the idea of like having the like dialogue options, like, you know, kind of dating sim s games, but it's just like the rivalry thing. So like, because like that's one of the things that makes Die Hard such an amazing movie, is the relationship between John and Hans, even though they never meet. Yeah. Like their exchanges. And imagine you had that in a game where you get to choose like the one-liners, or you choose the dialogue options, and that influences things later on and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're like, choosing the one-liners yourself. Yeah, that's a really great idea.
I think you've got to, like, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it just makes it like it increases that, yeah, like you're saying, like it emboldens that relationship, strengthens it throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
You're constantly chatting to each other and just, oh, Tom, you've just had an idea.
I've had a bad idea. It's
just, go on.
Oh, okay. A good one.
What if you are a kid who, in 2020, who watches a ton of action movies?
Right, okay.
And then you fall into a VHS.
Like Last Action Hero!
And then
another
you fall
Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
And then you become, you're then trapped in an airport, and you are just recalling all these action movies and all these games that you've played.
That's pretty awesome. I love it. I love the Last
so
Action Hero.
So how would
hero.
That work exactly? Repitch. Let's set the...
Okay.
Your pitch for it.
So... The first Action Hero is a game in which you you are a kid, like a teenager, yeah. who watches a load of action movies, plays a lot of action games, tons of them. Siege, Rainbow Six, Dying Light, okay. Dead Rising, all these other games. And then you fall into a game, like Final Fantasy Tactics, you can write that one down. And then you have to survive a 90s era Russian siege. By recalling all of your action hero
know-how,
like you've got the Arnold, like you said, the Arnold Schwarzenegger tree. You've yep. got the
Sly Stallone, and then yeah, and Bruce Willis tree.
Yeah,
I feel like you need a John Wick in there. You need some gun fu.
It's a bit modern. It's a bit modern.
Well, it's not 80s, though. Yeah,
but
yeah.
You're, you know,
exactly 90s like terrorists. They will never see John
they're
Wick
not
coming.
Really, yeah,
that's true.
Coming.
That's true.
He didn't
and
exist.
I'd like to clarify that still fits in with the name that I'll unveil both my names. One
all
of
right.
them
okay.
was Terminal, because I really like the fact
oh!
it was to do with airports.
Terminal.
Pretty good.
Oh, this one's better. Okay.
Yep.
So,
baited breath.
As soon as someone mentioned John Wick. Okay, you ready?
It was you.
It's set in the John Wick universe.
Right, so, okay.
Okay. And it's just called Gatwick. Right? Okay.
Have you just been watching John Wick movies?
No. But I feel like that's...
Tom is literally face-palming.
Oh, Chris, I hate you.
Because of how good that was.
You know what? I love it.
Right? There you go. Maybe secretly you're the younger brother of John. You're called Gat. Right?
Shut up.
Hang on. This is...
And you get sucked into a video game.
This is almost like a backronym. You've come up with a title for the game, and now we somehow have to crowbar
no,
John Wick in
Gat.
There.
You never met Gat. Anyone called Gat before?
Which is also a gun, so it works.
That's the only gun you're good at.
Sure.
I feel like you're shitting on my childhood dreams, Chris Yules, okay? I feel like you've taken everything I loved and ruined
How
it.
How about we call it Gatwick Terminal?
No.
Well,
no.
I think okay. Terminal is beautiful.
I love
Terminal is amazing.
However,
Terminal is amazing.
I think Terminal, it's a game, right? Like, Terminal is a film. I think it's a cool film name. But as a game, I think it needs to be like Terminal, the action movie game.
The movie, the victim,
no,
the movie,
no,
the game.
No,
the,
no.
Terminal, the movie, the game of the movie, the game. And that's yeah. the thing. There's a movie of Terminal, and then there's a game of that, and then they make a film of that game, and then you make a game of the film of the game of the film.
And then a board game.
Oh my god. To carry on with the terminal.
And then a card
theme,
game, deck slinging.
What if not only he's in a terminal, he's killing enemies, but also he's dying. He's dying. Terminal illness.
That's why he's only got 24 hours.
The game opens with him talking to a doctor face to face, getting the bad news.
You've got
to
stop
and
doing
then
the parkour.
Hospital. Yeah. If you parkour anymore, you're going to die.
You're going to die. Yeah. Parkour for life. If you keep parkouring, you're going to only have 24 hours to live.
He leaves the hospital, immediately gets the call from the boss.
We need your parkour skills.
And he's like, you know what I'm going to do with my last day on Earth? Go to work.
Save lives.
Save lives. It's true.
Well, although that does say that
time to save lives and die trying.
Oh my god. And he hacks into terminals.
Nice. We can have terminals in it, yes.
I think I've got the tagline as well, because he's dying. It's save lives and die trying. Because either way,
you only die.
Either way.
You only die. That's it.
You die.
You only die.
You only die twice.
Full stop.
Yeah. I feel like we're getting onto the running theme of what we tend to do every week is get very excited about the big picture of the game, but then forget about maybe some of the mechanics.
The
might
minutia.
Be involved. Like the best thing we've had so far, I think, is what Tom was talking about, like getting better at things like reloading the weapons quicker the more you use them, or that kind of thing.
That's the only mechanic I think we've really spoken
that's
about.
That's the only thing we really have at the moment.
I can throw
what are you talking about?
In.
We talked about branching dialogue. We talked about like stealth and inventory.
Right,
my
inventory
system. Imagine you've only got like a vest, you know, and it's like you've only got like pockets of certain sizes and shapes.
Do I hear Tarkov?
Yes. Yes.
A little bit like
imagine
Tarkov,
that.
Yeah. Add it to the list.
Tarkov added it to the list.
Yeah, I think the Tarkov style inventory, so you could find a bigger jacket.
Yeah, or like a better vest and like, you know, like hip pouches.
But all of that inventory management has to take place real time in game.
Real time.
You have a lobby to do it in.
Exactly,
it's all happening.
Tarkov.
But does that mean you have Resident Evil style safe rooms, or is it just no room is safe?
No, I think you'd have to, right? Like
you're doing Dead Rising as well.
Yeah,
and lounge.
You know, Die Hard, like, John has his little safe room, like, he has, like, an area where he's safe. Maybe it's not always safe, maybe it's, like, safe until, like, a story point, and then a cutscene is, like, the bad guys storm it, and you've got to find a new one, and then that becomes your base and stuff.
Like the bad guys are like, no, we can't go in there. That is the employee lounge.
Yeah, exactly. No, we do not have first class ticket, not allowed inside. Only premier lounge, business, miles, flyer. Only them. Good buffet. God.
Okay, so do you have any mechanics to add to the table, Alex? Then, if you're shitting on the rest of the game,
I mean,
I was hoping Chris would cut. Chris is the dev.
Let's just throw hunger, and you know, let's
put survival mechanics.
If you ask me, I'm gonna bring in the sanity meter.
A sanity
meter.
A
sanitometer.
A sanitometer.
Yeah. Sorry, Chris. The hunger meter.
Sure, why not? Let's just throw
for
what,
3 hours? You're fine. It's just going to be
full. I get hungry.
The whole time.
I get hungry within 24 hours.
70% by the end of it.
Adrenaline. You'll burn through the calories. You'll be like, oh,
actually,
what about
how
for
long...
a Kit Kat?
What about an adrenaline anemometer? And that's the higher your adrenalometer, the less
diabetic.
Like that Statham. You're fucking diabetic. Fucking hell, Chris.
And insulin. On my insulin.
Because in a lot of games you get the healing syringes. What if you just I need it.
Fuck's sake. What about that that Jason Statham film where he has to keep his adrenaline up or
crank.
He dies?
Crank. Oh, he has to charge himself. He's not his adrenaline.
That's crank.
It's the bit where he gets.
Oh, is it the?
Oh yeah, the bit where he gets the. He bites. He puts the caliper thing on his tongue.
Yeah, it's got the car battery.
The car, yeah, no, charge. Oh. Yeah, brilliant.
No, I that movie. The higher your adrenaline, the less likely you're going to hesitate when you shoot a dude.
That's
you
true.
Also shake more.
Yeah, maybe.
You
but
shake
you've got
more
the shakes.
When you're adrenaline.
You can take some diazepam. Steady my nerves.
But you're like, oh, I'm hungry. I need some chocolate. But I've got to balance that because my blood sugar levels.
Yeah.
Got to keep my energy up.
Have you ever played Scum? The amount of UI that is in that?
No.
That game might as well just be UI, and then there's also an open world like adventure.
Oh, that's
how
does
that work? Is it like
that's what I'm imagining now. Just bars everywhere. Just a noise meter. How are you in the shadows?
Like you're shitting on this game, Chris.
No, I'm shitting on Scum.
What about Scum?
We could have like in Thief where you know you have how visible are you, depending on if you're in shadows. You could shoot out certain lights.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. You gotta have all of that stuff in. All the best, all the best stealth mechanics. Yeah, noise, light effects.
But maybe not shooting. It would have to be something that you have, because you're not going to have a silenced weapon, right? I guess
you could do.
It would. You could make one though. What if Adam can jury rig a silencer, but it only lasts one shot? Like you get like a drinks bottle and you like stuff it.
Wrap a t-shirt around a thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and it only lasts one shot.
Now, is this video game silencers or is this real life silencers? Where video game silences actually make a lot of noise still.
Video game silences. Okay. Like, no, you can fire it next to a guy and he'd be like, huh?
If we're going for real life, this guy's
must
dead
have been the
now.
Wind.
another mechanic to throw in, because why the hell not? We've got everything in here already. Destructible terrain. Get that siege. Like, you can blow out walls to create like ways through and flooring to collapse underneath people and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of another game that has that. That's not Siege, so we can add it to the list.
Red Faction has to, that
Battlefield.
Was the big one that had destructible
Red
terrain.
Battlefield, yeah.
With. Oh, Red Faction Guerrilla, yeah.
Yeah, the entire airport is destructible.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
You can, that's
you,
one
you
option.
You can end the game by leveling it.
You can slowly just destroy all the walls until it collapses.
So the other thing, when I was 15 dreaming of this game, I envisioned the finale takes place on like Air Force One or something that takes off, and you're on the so the last level is like you're on the plane and you've got to make your way through the plane to find the main.
So
band.
Now it's, oh, like Call of Duty,
yeah, like Mile High
write
Club.
That down.
And now it's add COD, add Harrison Ford as the president.
Yes, Air Force One, exactly. Get off my plane.
So, hang on, is this the set? Is this
talk
the objective
like Harrison
of the baddies?
Ford, you just point at the camera. Yeah.
Again, this is a an audio only. Yeah.
Well, you can tell I'm doing the voice for Harrison Ford in the audio.
I must be pointing at the camera.
He is actually pointing at
you
the camera.
You gotta do this. Get
so
off
you,
my
So are you imagining
plane.
This, like, the baddies are basically, their objective is what? Like, they're
Alex,
destroying
they're
the
video,
with a bomb?
Alex, they're video game bad guys. They don't need, like, fucking plot. They don't need motivation.
They're bad guys.
They're blowing up an airport. Or they're threatening. Well, what if it's like a classic Die Hard, right? Like, they've taken hostages and planted explosives, but it's all a smokescreen for something else.
For them to steal Air Force One.
Yeah, they're going to steal on it. Exactly.
They were like, let's keep him on the plane on the tarmac while these terrorists are here.
Yeah. But then they managed to get hold of it.
Video game plot.
He's got it. He's done it. Chris Yules.
Because the chef on Air Force One was one of them.
Was a bad guy. Yeah, exactly.
The whole time.
It's a reverse Under Siege.
We need to add Hitman to the list.
Hitman, yep.
That was
that's very
feel like
Hitman's very
the
good.
Whole throwing a suitcase at them, to,
throwing stuff, yeah.
And like making traps and like stealth and luring people away and all of that stuff. Good Hitman.
I think hiding in a suitcase and like just wheeling yourself along.
You don't wheel yourself along. Actually... You have to run and then you jump into the suitcase and it just sort of slides down the thing. Yeah.
Hitman is actually a great example, because that is like, I know it has multiple levels, but with each level is a very confined location that's just absolutely packed
with
full of
stuff.
Shit to do.
Yeah.
Thing. This is a very small map. Well, it's an airport, but
each zone is
Molotov,
a small map, but
Molotov
they're connected.
Cocktails with the perfumes, you know.
Yeah, and duty free. You go duty free, and you're just packing. Jack Daniels with like rags to use as Molotovs.
Oh my god.
You take refuge in a Dixon's or a Curry's.
So I think it's about time we get Mark, are you ever given a recap of what Terminal, the ultimate action game
starring Gatwick.
Gatwick.
Not Star Gatwick.
Because I feel like instead of taking a drastic turn and turning this into a totally different game, we've just basically just packed this with references, right?
We've made a whole franchise.
This is it. Terminal is
we've
the
got
next
a movie.
Biggest
this is
franchise.
Terminal, the movie, the game.
Yeah. Oh my god. The movie of the game, which is also a film.
It's like Fast and Furious.
All right, so next can you give us a rundown?
So a recap then. So you play as Adam Phoenix, the newest rookie on the L.A. Bomb Squad.
He's just rereading the script from the beginning.
Yeah, I am rereading the script from the beginning. This game is a mixture of Die Hard meets Half-Life meets Deus Ex meets Metal Gear 2 meets Dead Rising meets Far Cry 3 meets Oblivion meets Medal of Honor meets Siege meets Thief 2 meets Dying Light meets 24 meets Tarkov meets Red Faction Battlefield meets Call of Duty Modern Warfare meets Hitman. It has a detailed Tarkov-like inventory system where you need to juggle your inventory of traps and components. There's a sanity meter because the amount of people you kill depends on how toughened you are. There's a skill tree system where you pick between Bruce Willis, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Keanu Reeves of the style of gameplay you want to play. There's Adam Phoenix has a photographic memory that allows you to construct a mind palace map of like enemy locations and intel. You can hack into enemy radios. There's branching dialogue with everybody you come across, including enemies as well as your squad back at base. There's destructible terrain.
Dating sim.
And a dating sim as well. Yeah, you have to reconnect with your ex-girlfriend. Or you can hit on the bad guys or the chief if you really want to. Dishonored is another one we forgot in the list of meats.
Oh, yeah.
Dishonored.
There's a sanity meter.
Yep, got that one in. Yep.
Just stealth. Like amnesia.
Where did we come stealth on the whole diabetes thing? Is that a no?
I think that's a no on that one, Chris Yules, I think, on the diabetes.
We'll save that for the sequel.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah.
He's hitting, and you're dying.
Yeah, you have 24 hours. Well, you are dying. You are dying. Added that onto my document. Coming next summer, the blockbuster hit, Terminal.
Summer.
The movie, the game.
2045.
Terminal.
The man, ultimate I tell you action what, game of the if movie.
If any game devs are listening and this game fucking comes out, I'm going to be so mad, but so happy at the same time.
No, like, well, we've got a game dev listening, and it's time to ask you, Chris, would you make this game?
I would, but I wouldn't know where to fucking start.
No, I was going to say.
I mean, this is absurd. I feel like this is just... like no one could ever make this game, right? Ooh. But maybe that's fine. Maybe that's
this feels like a CD Projekt Red.
This is the white whale Ubisoft of game development.
Yeah, like this is it. This is what they should be looking for. This is what they should be striving for.
Yeah. Right. Oh my god, this is the ultimate. We always talk about feature creep, and somehow we never mentioned it in this episode.
this is feature creep the game. Like, I mean, this is what we're, like,
it started off as feature creep the game before you guys even got involved, because 15-year-old Mark was like, I want this mechanic, and I want this mechanic, and I want this mechanic.
Yeah.
Do you know what this reminds me of? Is that, who's the guy who created Deus Ex? It's Warren Spector, and they did the Bioshock stuff.
Oh, right, okay.
So he said apparently that, I'm paraphrasing, but like his perfect idea of an RPG would be one that is just set in a single apartment block.
Then
you would just pack that. You could go in every room. You could speak to every person. Something that is just so fully featured.
Well, that's what Human Revolution was. It was on a, like, there was praised for its map design because it's super, super tight compared to the previous, like, Deus Ex games or even other open world games of that style, where there's like, the town is not that big. It takes like 2 minutes to walk across it, but it's multi-leveled and you can talk to everybody. And it's super, super, it's like, you know, wide as an ocean, deep as a puddle. This was wide as a puddle, deep as an ocean.
Well, that's a lot of RPG games fail with is the filler in the middle. You notice stuff missing. You're like, oh, this, why is there like one tree in the middle of a field? You know, like, well, that's all they could, that all they had left to like use.
Yeah. But and the thing is with a game like this, like, it's not open sandbox. It's still quite linear in a kind of like Uncharted style, like, right, you're not on rails as such, but the location is
the
locked
Dead Rising
to
style.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, you're still contained within this airport, but it's just what you can do in those levels is quite open and you've got a lot of freedom of choice within
it.
Yeah,
it's got all the classics. You need certain key cards to get through certain doors.
Exactly. It's like your progression is limited by, you know, the game's pace. Yeah. You know.
There's a lot of bodies in suitcases just going around on the carousel. You're like,
yeah. Oh god, that's such a perfect
setting
mechanic.
Off the metal detectors.
Oh, hiding
like
bodies
they put
in suitcases.
Them through the X-ray machine. There's just a corpse in there. Just hang on a second.
You know that you someone know would make a video of like the character just standing watching a metal detector, and like for 5 minutes, it's just body after body after body going through the X-ray machine.
Well, think great marketing. Think of all the YouTube videos people would make. You know.
I was perfect. Thinking that this was just completely over the top and impossible to make, but thinking
but
about it, like, well, I mean, like, what Red changed? Dead 2 came out the other year.
Exactly.
And that is, think of all the shit they've put into that.
Yeah.
This actually...
It's
like,
doable.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like fucking, yeah, sure. I mean, like, Chris, I know you would want to make it. You have the most experience out of all of us, in theory. Is it even possible? Like, do you think this is just absolutely ridiculous?
Anything's possible if you throw enough money at it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you'd have to find someone to throw the money at it.
Somebody like Rockstar or Ubi or somebody like that, they could do it.
I think they would automatically just be like,
Rockstar's Terminal.
This is insane.
Yeah.
But then it'll be there. You know,
this is insane.
You give them the pitch and they're like, there's no way, no chance. And then they sleep on it and they're like,
they go 3 a.m. Like, they wake up.
Oh,
their wife's
fucking good though.
But what if we did this?
What?
And then like,
diabetic.
And then like, Dad, 10 years later, 10 years later, like, it wouldn't be called Terminal. It would be the exact same game, but they've worked on it for
so long.
It would
be called Gatwick.
Yeah, it'd be called Gatwick.
It'd be called Gatwick.
and you've got no credit for it, but you know that your game exists.
Yeah. I'd be happy with it, to be honest. If I can play this game one day, I'd be like, I made it.
I don't know.
You
I was thinking
it, son.
About it. If
oh
someone took a game from this episode, from any episode of this podcast, and changed the name and made it and gave me no credit, I'd be furious. Even if I loved the game, even if I'm so happy that the game exists, I would be livid.
I'm just like, having game ideas about airports now. I've just come up with a great one. Which
airports
I think
is a great
this
place
could be
for
a
like,
great
stuff.
Game on its own. I just want to. This is my mini pitch. I'm pitching
sure.
for once.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
it's a dating sim, right? But you have you seen the film The Terminal with
The Terminal
Tom,
with
Hanks?
Tom Hanks?
Amazing
great
film.
So he obviously meets Catherine Zeta-Jones' character, but I feel like you have to fit people in around their schedules, right? And it's just called LAX, right?
Oh. LAXXX.
No, Tom. X is spelled EX.
Tom.
And it's an airport dating sim.
So you're somebody who works at the airport and you're meeting
just
up
trying to,
with all these people.
But you have time limits because they have to go off and catch connection flights.
Oh, that's genius.
There you
I
go. Someone's going to make that.
So is this a new franchise, but the franchise isn't based around Adam Phoenix. It's based around
airports.
The airport. It's just different things
it.
Happening in the airport.
Yeah, that's
what
it. It's the Terminal franchise. Yeah. And then you can
be
have
one
like
game
Terminal
where you play as his ex.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And you see the other side.
And then if you wanted to do like a sci-fi game in the future, you could have Terminal 30XDX or something like that. 3099. And it's about a space
distant future,
airport. Exactly.
Year 2000.
Yeah.
Okay, so Chris, you can't make it. You would play it, I assume?
Yeah. Because I'll be like, what is this game? I want to play this to
everything.
Find out its secrets.
I don't think we've had anyone on this podcast who's dared to dream quite as big. So I feel like we're all a bit flabbergasted.
This is the first real AAA game. The thing
this is what I do.
I think it's really cool. I don't think I would play it because it would take like 30 hours to get through the tutorial of just all of these different things.
It's just parkouring for 15 of
the whole game is the tutorial. For the sequel.
Oh, so you pick... Oh my God.
Set in a train station.
Terminal 2, the actual game.
Terminal 2, choo-choo.
Okay, they retroactively named the first one The Tutorial. So this game is Terminal 1, The Tutorial.
Terminal, the movie, the game, The Tutorial.
Yeah, good luck fitting that into the episode title, Alex.
All right, sure, fantastic. All right, well, I mean, I would play the fuck out of it.
Yeah,
it
right.
Incredible. Like... so I think that's probably a good time to leave it. Thank you very much, Mark. That's
You're
been
more
a
than
fantastic
welcome.
Pitch. Thanks very much, Chris. Thank you very much, Tom. As always,
thank
obviously.
You.
Thank you. We'll see you next week.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.